This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests in Tel Aviv gathered for a fifth consecutive night on Thursday as demonstrators insist on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire agreement that would secure the safe return of the remaining 101 Hamas hostages. Protesters carried symbolic coffins representing hostages who were recovered from Gaza. The death last weekend of six hostages after nearly 11 months in captivity sparked a wave of protests, with around 500,000 people taking to the streets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday night. Police in Munich, Germany said on Thursday they fatally wounded a suspect who they claim opened fire on officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in downtown Munich, Germany killed an armed man near the Israeli consulate.
Here comes gegen 9 Uhr.
Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. There were no additional injuries discovered.
Es liegt nur mal auf der Hand, wenn jemand hier.
At a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there's no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
The teen charged with opening fire at a U.S. state of Georgia high school denied threatening to carry out a school shooting when police interviewed him last year about a menacing post on social media. That's according to a sheriff's report obtained on Thursday by the Associated Press. Four people were killed, nine wounded. This is VOA News. France's president...